Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To the NutriMedical Report. We have Jim Cole here. Jim, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill. How are you doing this week?
Battling the dark side, and believe me, it's not a pleasant battle. Wow. I can tell you, if people knew the extreme stress and things that we go through here, to do what we do on a daily basis, both physical attacks, informational attacks, well, I was in the middle of the last hour show. My computer not only shut down, it completely is incapable of reactivating. And I've had this happen before when I made major announcements that not only shut down my phone, but even my cell phone and my internet access all at the same time, which means it's the no such agency. Now, people need to know that there's attacks on your biology by genetically modified food by our corrupt government that certifies them, attacks by electrotoxins that are being certified, even though they know they cause cancer and heart disease, and, by the way, weapons in our battlefield that you won't know about, they're exotic, like a terahertz beam tuned to release peroxisomes and lysosomes, was deployed in Gulf War I in our Abrams tanks, and you didn't know that harmonic resonant frequencies are the treatment to reverse that, and we have those now. In fact, by this weekend, I hope to have a menu of a whole series of mixes and frequencies that people can get, and with a little device from that I have put together with Les EMF, they can actually pump those frequencies through the Sonic Life machine, which is the best exercise machine available. I gave away my other one free. I said, I don't want this. It was a DKN triplanar machine, and it was very traumatic. The exercise on the Sonic Life is a sine wave, and you can feel it moving every muscle group in your body, opening up your lymphatics and pumping them. But you can, at the same time, or even just standing or sitting on the machine, you can turn on the audio and actually pump these resonant frequencies in for diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, cancer, and it turns on the specific minerals for the telomeres talking to your ion channels to open up your genes. And in fact, I've been talking to the neurologist who's the CEO board president for InLight Technologies. I've been talking to Accutron as well, but the best machine I've seen so far is the Sonic Life. On the other side, the other thing I want to talk to people who are under stress, and if you want to break stress, what you want is you want our CBD oil. It is the best in the world, and there's lots of them out there. Most of them are not nanotech liposomal activated. This CBD oil is like, it's like, let's put it this way. If there were three gifts given to Jesus, it would be gold, frankincense, and CBD oil, resin, myrrh. How's that?
Exactly.
Do you like that? That's a good analogy, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. And it's in the system. It's in your bloodstream and in your system in seconds.
Right. And yeah, as soon as you do it, you can feel the release thing. Now, our entire society is under electromagnetic stress, geopolitical stress, financial stress. I mean, if you were to characterize modern life today, you'd have to say it's just stressful.
Absolutely. At every level.
Yeah, at every level. And that, by the way, that's the devil's gambit, that stress will eventually paralyze us so we won't know what's going on. We'll be completely unaware of what's happening and where it's happening. Like a lot of people put down their guard and think, well, Donald Trump's taking care of everything. He's down at the wall today. Yesterday he's doing everything. No, Donald Trump's got about a seven-year run. And when he's gone, which I think, if he's lucky, doesn't have a heart attack, stroke, or they impeach him, the next president of the United States, unfortunately, has a very high likelihood of being either a rhino Republican or a demon rat, and either one will bring us down the pathway toward annihilation of our republic. And your health is already going down the toilet. If you want a good bread that doesn't make you die of glyphosate, you have to get wheat from Europe. If you want to make sure that you don't get MSG in your food, you got to read about 29,000 different labels whenever you're going out to eat. People have to understand this is an attack against their minds, their biology, and you have to reverse that. And that's where you have to stay fit. That the Sonic Life Machine will do that for you. 10 minutes equal to an hour of exercise. You have to detoxify, and you have to reactivate your genes that are being constantly jammed by electrotoxins from smart meters now, Wi-Fi networks, and now 5G, which literally can hack in the future into your consciousness. Believe it or not.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Pretty nasty, hey?
Yeah, no, that's going to be a big one when they do the 5G.
So, well, 5G is spreading like all across the country at an enormous pace. People don't have any conception how fast it's spreading. And because I'm an expert on the quantum biology of human biology and consciousness, the same technology in every cell in the body, by the way, ultimately memory is stored as microtubules, which is like a solid-state memory in your cell. And the people should understand that peptides, like the peptides we have from Europe for, say, regenerating your kidneys or eye, they work on helping your telomere talk to your ion channels. We have the special minerals. In fact, I'm launching a new series of minerals that has this structured liposomal enzymatic envelope around a hydrogenated, which means hydrogenated atoms of specific minerals. That will be coming out in the next week or two. That's another development that I have. And we have the red deer velvet that will be arriving in the next probably month. We now are moving forward on that, and that's getting done. But the idea of epigenetic frequency therapy, the idea of calming your nervous system from stress, these are not optional anymore. If you're not doing this, you're going to suffer, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd like you to fill in some details about the machine. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, I also owned a Olympic training center and a big gym up here in Oregon. And in my gym or training center, I had pretty much every piece of exercise equipment that you could think of. And when I brought in 2005, when I brought in the Sonic vibration platforms, I would walk through my gym, I would have a lot of people say, they'd never told me, don't ever get rid of that bench press, don't ever get rid of that elliptical, don't ever get rid of that whatever. But I would have lots of my clients, they don't ever get rid of those vibration machines. They didn't know what was happening for sure, but it was changing their life.
You're doing something wonderful to them is what it was doing, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of it was simply moving fluid and increasing the zeta potential of the cell, raising their electrical voltage level up. And it was just standing on it. They were much more relaxed. It was getting rid of a lot of stress. The hardcore workout people, they would could recover much more quickly because it was moving out a lot of the fluids and a lot of the things, lactic acid, different things in their muscles.
Toxins, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what kinds of testimonies do you have? Because you've been using these machines. How long have you had this Sonic Life machines?
Sonic Life came out in 2010. Which replaced the old TurboSonic. TurboSonic was the original sound-actuated vibration plate. And in 2012, some of the younger engineers that wanted to go digital, they wanted to make it a much more modern machine and update it, they defected. They started their own company, which became the Sonic. And that's been around since probably 2010, 2011. And they've updated that throughout the years, changed some of the frequencies, made it go up to 70 hertz, that it's the pre-programmed mode. And they've gone 100% digital, so we've had a very few, if none, have failed in those years. So it's been a very, very good updated machine.
Yeah, now the one we have is, who was the original researcher that developed it, and what was his story? Because we talked about this before, but I think people should know, And it's a quite an amazing story. This gentleman was a speaker expert and in South Korea. He got a head-on car accident which caused a hearing loss and a head and brain injury. And his brother was a Qigong master. And his Qigong master brother suggested he put the frequencies through the woofers in his exercise machines, and it helped him recover. Right. Tell us the whole story. What's the whole story?
Yeah, and he built surround sound systems. He had actually done the speaker assemblies for the airport in Seoul. He did, when they had the old Olympics back in Seoul, Korea, he did all the speakers for the Olympics. And he was a premier speaker manufacturer and speaker engineer doing these surround sound systems. And as the story goes, he was in a car accident, and he had a brain injury, and he was deaf. And his brother-in-law, who was the Qigong master for all of Korea, he explained to him that let's take one of your speakers, let's invert it, put it sideways, stand on it, run the frequencies through it. And it's not your normal speaker assembly. When you look inside of the machine, some of the first ones had very, very powerful neodymium magnets. And when I was in Korea, kind of looking at the factory, when they were assembling these voice coils, they got to be very, very careful because these neodymium magnets, or they were about the size of a hockey puck. They could go flying across the room looking for metal. They were so powerful.
Yeah. In other words, they're so powerful. If you're in the way of the hockey puck and the metal, you're going to get hit in the head with it. Amazing. Back in a moment with Jim.
You haven't experienced your...
So, Jim, I have sitting on my desk a bottle of hemp oil, and I'll tell you, I call this a lubricant for life. They should actually put a subtitle, hemp oil, lubricant for life. This stuff is amazing, and we have lots of other anti-stress things. I drink literally all day long Calm Mind and Brain Mag. Brain Mag is magnesium L-threonate that crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it's the only magnesium across the blood-brain barrier. We have also what's called Calm Mind that contains theanine that blocks glutamine, myo-inositol, and GABA. And when you add the hemp oil, this is amazing, because if you want to talk about what is killing people around the world, it's stress. And hemp oil gets rid of stress, but also helps to reduce pain. It reduces coronary spasm. It reduces your inflammation of your arteries and your tissues. It modifies cytokines. We have other good cytokine modifiers like our cell detox glutathione. So I have what's called an army or an orchestra. But now that I've added the hemp oil, and even my wife is very skeptical now. Michelle has gone through some things recently after she got my flu, and she got some health issues. The hemp oil has been phenomenal for her. She was skeptical at first, and she's nervous to take new things. It's taken years to get her on all the supplements she takes now. But I love this stuff. I mean, I just took a few pumps about 20 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, and I can tell you, this is the only nano-enhanced liposomal hemp oil out there, isn't it?
I believe it is. It's the only one that is truly pure. You know, there may be some other liposomals, but some of the combinations they use, the oils they use, they do separate under a centrifuge, where this one, I've seen the studies, and, you know, they've done blood test studies. This has been highly researched. It's from a very ethical chemist. So, no, it's the superior product that's out there. And if there's one product that people should take, it's the hemp oil.
Well, by the way, when you sign up under us, because our line is dynamic, we are getting people signing up at an amazing rate under us. So if you sign up, you're going to get downline very, very quickly just by being connected to us, right?
Right. Exactly.
And which means you're going to make money on this as well as help people. And believe me, nowadays, everybody, I think, is under enormous stress. Now, this is the year of what I call gray swans and black swans. You know the difference?
No. What is it?
A gray swan is something catastrophic that you hope won't happen, but it's likely. And a black swan is something that's happening. Now, cryptocurrencies, I got Jim Rickard's report yesterday that suggested that on the 17th of April, the government's going to declare cryptocurrencies illegal.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. He's got an inside track. He works with the CIA. He did all kinds of government models for crashes. And if you look at his actual batting average, if he was a baseball player, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. This guy would be in the batting Hall of Fame as being the best batter in American history. Unfortunately, you know, claiming the credit for knowing when crashes are going to happen and how to avoid them. So I've got his newsletter and his information. What I'm concerned about is that when you see banks and governments lose control, they do catastrophic things. Like if they decide to pull cryptocurrencies, it's not a minor thing. People say, well, I'm not in crypto. Yeah, but there's so many people in crypto right now that if they pull it, the world economy will crash. And it'll start a firestorm in the bond market, the commercial real estate market, international countries defaulting. It'll be mind-boggling what'll happen. Now, if you think you have stress now and you're not a prepper and you don't have legacy food, you don't have yourself prepped up and you don't have a firearm, you're not ready, you better damn well get ready this year. Because I believe, like the prophecy of Joseph, because there's always two things in there. And a part of it is getting your health back. If you don't get your health back outside the healthcare system, you're going to suffer. I mean, the healthcare system is designed. They shouldn't call it the healthcare system. Why don't they call it what it is? It's the pre-embalming system. They're actually working as a co-undertaker, okay? So your doctor giving you polypharmacy or avoiding things. I did a scan recently on a young lady who had gained almost to 275 pounds. She had to have a stomach procedure to kind of cut her stomach down to the size of a banana. While they're at it, they pulled her gallbladder. She's only in her mid-30s, and when she was heavy, she was borderline diabetic. They said her T3 was a little bit lowish, but it wasn't hypothyroid. When I looked at her tests on the Metapathy Hunter scan, which I did right in my studio, her thyroid was gone. And they've never given her thyroid medications, whether it's synthetic, which is pretty damn useless, or glandular or anything else. Now, you have to understand that the health of the average person out there doesn't hear the tick, tick, tick sound of their bad health, whether it's staying fit, which is why the Sonic Life will help, or reopening up ion channels so you don't get cancer or heart disease or other problems. But I don't see people in our continent, even with all the health care we have and how much money we spend, I don't see people healthy. I see people on their way toward catastrophes. And the healthcare system, as they say, carrion birds like condors, blackbirds, and crows, they eat carrion or roadkill, and doctors eat their patients.
Right.
Yeah. And people say, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, one-third of surgery is appropriate. If you have a blocked artery, damn it, you need the enzyme blocker, and you need a cardiac cath or a stent put in there if you're going to have a heart attack. If you have a broken bone and it's compound, you need an orthopedic surgeon to close that bone up and put a plate in. Okay? If you have a ruptured appendix, you need to clear out the crap and get the abscesses out of there and close you up and pull out your appendix. Or you might need a partial bowel removal if you've gotten it with diverticulosis until finally got a ruptured diverticular mass and now you've got a peritonitis. Those are all appropriate, but there's lots of inappropriate things. I'd 75 to 90% of drugs are inappropriate. There's almost no preventive care because if you actually look at even the regular tests that doctors use, they don't even mine out the data from their own testing to know what's wrong because they're not trained in functional medicine. My doctor is Dr. Jürgen Winkler. I also advise him on his health issues, but he's my doctor because he's a functional medicine doctor. He can do fancy tests like Veritas Labs and others, which we did last June 5th, and I'm going back in a few weeks to do a whole lot more. But if you don't know what's going on in your body, you don't realize every one of us is like a pre-crash victim. And if you use the Sonic Life Machine to keep your fitness up, if you use the Sonic Life Machine to reopen your ion channels that are silencing, because every disease state is a silencing of ion channels to let minerals in to make your tissues create the structural proteins and enzymes to heal you. So when your hair turns gray, it's like the hair follicles say, don't let any manganese in because we don't want pigment enzymes based on manganese. When you get heart disease, there's a fingerprint of specific abnormalities. For example, if I open up one of my reference books here that I have on specific minerals from Linus Pauling, if you look at, say, hypertension, you need calcium, chromium, cobalt, copper, magnesium, manganese, potassium, silver, sulfur, and vanadium, and zinc, and I would add to that gold. Okay? Right. If you want to lengthen your telomeres, you need to have what's called the ultimatium complex, which is platinum and other trans-platinum minerals that actually will lengthen your telomeres so your ion channels and your nucleoplasm are talked to and open up the channel to let the minerals in. People need to understand that our toxic pollution is literally jamming our cellular communication. And people are going to get a lot sicker. You know, that we look at what we call spermageddon. We look at, I call boys turning into goys, which are being feminized by halide toxins and electrotoxins, and the testosterone is dropping 1% per decade in all males in North America. and sperm counts dropped 73% since 1973 to 2011. Like, people need to start grasping, why is this happening? So I saw Tucker Carlson. I don't know if he'd have me on his show, but if he did, I'd give him the full scientific what for. The problem is people are terrified to ask Dr. Deagle questions. Do you notice that? How many people do you think call into my show and ask a tough question on anything other than lowball medical issues?
Right.
None.
Yeah, too bad.
None. You gotta be brave out there. Ask Dr. Deagle. I'm like the Wizard of Iz. I'll tell you the answer to any issue on earth. Believe it or not, if I don't know, God will tell me while I'm speaking to you live. 877-317-6432. Get a Sonic Life, get that CBD oil on our links and shop by us, and get better. Pamela from Lumen Photon and Light. Welcome back, Pamela. Hello, Pamela. Are you there? I can't hear Pamela, so I assume we're not getting her. So, Jason, of course, let me talk about this. Firstly, because I guess we're trying to chase her down. Inlight Technologies and Lumen Photon, I had a relationship where they were producing the Lumen machines. They're now kind of re-amalgamating, so they're now bringing a lot of the technology and machines are over at Inlight Technologies to Lumen, including a new cap or hat that you can wear with the Lumen lights. There's two types of lights. There's the near and far infrared. The far infrared you can't see on the pad, the every second light. We also have blue lights, of course, when they're particular therapy of the blue frequency as well. These technologies, a lot of them I'll be adding to the Lumen site. If you go to shop, you go down to Lumen pads, we'll be adding the Lumen Inlight larger pads and multi-controllers. There's seven frequencies and then NECO that are available. The frequency three is for skin, eyes, ears, and central nervous system. It's called neuroectoderm. The tissue type, of course, goes back to the ontogeny of human cells and tissues. The second, of course, is the use of the frequencies for internal organs, liver, kidneys, etc., and adrenal glands, another internal organs like bowels. That's frequency number four, which is a harmonic resonant frequency for what's called mesoderm. The endoderm, which is endocrine organs, including thyroid, adrenals, parathyroid glands, ovaries and testicles, is frequency number five. And the higher frequencies, six and seven, turn off inflammation, or turn off pain, so you can put them over an area of, say, your chest or your arm or leg. The frequency NECO is a combination of frequency used for NECA, which is cavitation around your teeth or membranous bone thinning. For example, what happens to the membranous bone, like your skull and your jaw, is when they demineralize it, it's actually thinner like a teacup that's been put in the dishwasher too many times. Or used too much over years, and it gradually then you can put it on the counter and it goes plink and it falls apart. So what you want to do is you want to use the NECA frequencies for head and neck things like your jaw or your skull, if you had a skull fracture, or your jaw to remineralize the bone. And it doesn't get less dense, it actually just pulls away and gets thinner, which is kind of strange, but it's different to bone than the cancellous bone of your spine. Now, I just got a contact with a senior CEO of the company and the head of their board, a neurologist in Colorado, Dr. Greg Heidskin, and I will be offering the technology of my EGFT, epigenetic frequency therapy, which opens the ion channel, so they'll be making a portal so people can have access to these frequencies. Now, I've been trying to see if I can do it, and I may actually have succeeded, but don't know because you can't see the lights with your regular eye, especially if they're over 50 hertz. And almost all the frequencies we use are over 50 hertz frequency. The atomic resonant frequency, say, for, let's say, indium, which is a chaperone that brings the minerals, 171 hertz. So you're not going to see that frequency if it's over 50 hertz frequency. The eyes can't perceive it. So I'm working to see if I can get the technical issues straightened away. Do we want as many technologies for EGFT as possible? I'm working with Dr. Darren Starwin, has the Accutron that can produce microcurrent and go through one frequency after another. They don't do the mixes. for all the therapists, which you do microcurrent therapy. It's probably the most advanced microcurrent device in the world. And I had one in my office in Denver back over the 20 years. And then the second is we're working toward frequency therapy for disease states. So we can actually pull off the frequency of the disease state and turn off the abnormal harmonic resonant frequencies. That's a project I'm working on now. But EGFT, we want it to be offered so you can play it as a music. You can use a micro antenna in your room and broadcast it through the Less EMF. If you have questions, I can send you information on specific items you can purchase at Less EMF to make that. You want to have either a Joyo amp, a magnet amplifier, or one that has an adjustable volume switch on it. The Joyo amp works very well with the Sonic Life machine. The Lumen Photon, I think I call the Band-Aid for life. And, you know, I go for Thai massage therapy. Sometimes you kind of overdoes it. And my left shoulder has been sore the last few days since I had my massage last week. What I'm doing now is, literally while I'm on air, I'm actually using the Lumen pad on my shoulder. And it works great. I mean, it turns off the pain. So if you have chronic pain, I use it at night. I have a little machine in our bed to go to sleep. And I put it over my eyes for my eye condition. And to help stimulate my brain to make melatonin. And it can literally flip it on while you're going to sleep. That red light, the LEDs, both near and far infrared spectra, literally increases the metabolism of the brain to get rid of toxins, to stimulate melatonin and serotonin level activation in your brain, and activate the RES cells that actually put you to sleep. So night lights, it works like a charm. It's like if you take our melatonin time release at night, our stress to go to reduce stress hormones, because if your stress hormones are high, our 5-HTB cross twice a day, again with the stress go, and then sip Calm Mind and Brain Mag. And I can tell you, that's my response and treatment for chronic insomnia. We're also looking at another peptide that may help. It's an extract peptide that we're looking at that may also be another assistance to our protocols. So Lumen Photon is pretty amazing stuff. And I tell people, these devices are absolutely amazing. Whether you're trying to stop pain, you're trying to stimulate healing, you're trying to regenerate bone. If you've got, for example, a DEXA bone scan that shows a decreased bone density, you can actually use the device to actually reactivate your bones, and you can put it over the weak areas that the DEXA scan shows, like a surgical neck of the right hip. You can use it over the, a broken bone or a bone with a micro crack you can see in a soft X-ray or a CT scan or a compression fracture, and it'll heal it at an amazing rate. You can put it over an area of chronic pain, fibromyalgia. You can put it over an area you're trying to regenerate and lower your C-reactive protein. If you put the pads over the kidney and you put it on the frequency of the kidneys, which is frequency 4 to stimulate healing, and I usually recommend 4 and 7, so you do stimulation and healing and anti-inflammatory effect, you lower your C-reactive protein up to 90% in the first hour, which is amazing. So in other words, the CRP, C-reactive protein levels, are regulated by your kidneys that actually determine not only your angiotensin-converting enzymes, but also the inflammation in your artery walls. So light pads are amazing. These, basically, your body is a light body, and it's made by infrared light that literally uses your chromosomes talking to your ion channels of the nucleoplasm. That's a little spheroid that holds your DNA. When it lets specific minerals in, it activates the genes to regulate structural proteins and enzymes. For every structural protein is the harmonic resonant of the plasma form, or plasma resonant form of a monatomic form of any mineral. So that is my theory based on research from Linus Pauling, many other scientists who developed not only stereochemistry, but the resonant theory of chemistry and genetics. So your genes are primarily controlled by the epigenetics of the ion channels. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And I want people to understand that we can actually regulate these genes now using this technology of Lumen Photon. Soon we'll have Lumen Photon with EGFT available as well. So if you have a Lumen pad, it will be very simple expense to add the little interface so you can actually pump in the EGFT frequencies. And I'm going to have a menu of the mixed frequencies for different illnesses available on my site. So you'll be able to just download those. Basically, you email me, I'll send you a hyperlink because it's a pretty big file. The file for, say, half an hour or so of the mix for, say, arthritis is around 41.3 megabytes. So it's not a little file, it's a big file. So you need I do a share file using my Google Share Drive if people purchase it. I'm also going to license other practitioners, and if you have a practitioner, I'll license them, and I'll give them a portion of the of the fees for actually purchasing them by recommending a patient to get the EGFT therapy. So whether they're an electroacupuncturist using Chinese medicine or a microcurrent therapist like Dr. Darren Starwin, or they're a fitness buff that uses the Sonic Life machines in their fitness clinic, or they're a naturopath or what we call a holistic health provider, I'll provide those to anybody, and we'll send them a hyperlink so we'll keep track of whatever they refer to us, and we'll reimburse them for any patients they refer to get the EGFT frequency mixes. Back in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll track down and see what happened to Pamela.
Hunters, anglers.
Difficulty getting a hold of Pamela. I guess something catastrophic happened and she didn't make it. But that's okay. We're going to have Jonathan Gray on in the next hour, and this book is called Will You Survive? And, of course, you can get that e-book at BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. You can download his amazing videos, material. I strongly support what Jonathan's doing. Also, some of our other great Christian and prophetic authors. We talked a little bit about this. In this segment, I'm going to actually talk about crypto. Now, both Jonathan Rickards as well as Gerald Celente predict a major crash this year in the economy. I'm predicting the following. Number one, I think there'll be a lot of pressure from the banks and the Fed Reserve System to actually make crypto illegal. They can't make gold illegal. Gold ownership is something that they can't eliminate. That's why if you have some kind of crypto like Ethereum linked to gold, which is through the Carrot Bank coins, you're going to have something of value that won't be just an algorithm such as Bitcoin or Ethereum or something like that. Now, the thing about Ethereum and these other cryptocurrencies is they're not controlled by government or big banks, and they're scaring the heck out of them because they're gaining so much value. If they actually pull them on April 17th, which Jim Rickards is saying they're going to, by declaring them illegal, the price will drop as it's dropped, like with some of the announcements, from about 19,000 to around, I think, 10 or 11,000 now for Bitcoin. It'll drop, he thinks, to $200. That, of course, will people have to sell off assets to make up for their losses in other stocks, bonds, etc. And that will be catastrophic to the marketplace, which means if you believe his announcement, which I'm saying, I don't know how the government's going to think about getting beyond this, because it won't be just a minor thing of making crypto illegal. They're not ready for setting up the Fed coin and back in with gold, as Trump might do. But the cryptocurrencies we had talked about in the last hour with Lowell Ponte is mean crypto or crypt, which is a grave, okay? They want to put these currencies in the grave. There's 105 of them. Venezuela set it up with its own cryptocurrency. So did Turkey. Before the end of the start of the new year, people need to be realized that cryptocurrency is very powerful, and because it's anonymous and it's not tied to biometrics, the percentage of people who have actually paid taxes using Bitcoin currency gains in the last, number say, 5 years is a tiny percentage of 1%. So the government are freaking out that people are making massive cryptocurrency profits and not turning it into the IRS. As I say, the government gets their piece, is the words of Jim Rickards. The government gets their piece. In other words, you have to remember, the tax situation was set up to actually pay off the war debt of World War One. It was, in a sense, considered anti-constitutional, but they passed a constitutional resolution in the United States. Most countries adopted similar policies to tax their people, including property taxes, which mean, in a sense, you don't really own your property unless you pay the taxes, because they can seize it. So what they've gradually done in the governments, not just here in America, but around the world, they've actually used their currency as a weapon to steal the wealth of people away from them. And they've even changed the currency so the Federal Reserve System, which came in 1913, actually produces anti-money. And they took it away from the gold standard, where you could at least turn it in and get gold, back in 1930, where it was illegal for American citizens to have gold. And then they revalued the gold. They had to sell it for like $20.53 to $35. So they actually stole about 41% of the value from all the American citizens when they seized their gold by declaring it illegal to own gold. That's not going to happen today, especially when it's basically electronic gold that's backed on a system where you can have it stay in their bank in Stuttgart, Germany. You can have it physically shipped to you, the Carat Bank, cash or coins, cash or the cards, 1, 2, and 5 grams, or I think it's three grams of gold in each card, or tenths of a gram cash currencies. And a tenth of a gram, basically, each tenth of a gram right now is worth $8. But it's likely as the world currencies crash, the price of gold and the value will go up at least 400 to 500%. So if you have an $8, that's going to go up probably to, say, $40 value if it goes up five times. That's just a tenth of a gram of gold. So we're likely to see a major earthquake in the world economy this year. It may not wipe it out, but they're step-by-step moving toward making any kind of electronic currency tied to your biometrics, which means a facial scan, a facial biometrics for like Apple Pay. It means like a drop of blood goes through a micro DNA chip, which is a DNA endonuclease to determine who you are from anybody else. And by the way, believe it or not, there's three sixes that are come out from the machine. The first six shows your entire haplotype for organ transplantation. The other two determine all your other genetic polymorphisms of major gene complexes. So they actually use your DNA as the coding system for the Mark of the Beast system. Through Affymetrics, they use it to tie directly to your digital fingerprints, your iris scan, your terahertz bone scan, which can be up to 500 meters away. They can scan you even inside a vehicle right through the metal or outside of your house or a drone over your roof. So you have to understand the cybernetic world, the AI world of the Virtual World Project and the Matrix is coming very quickly. And I think they'll use this as a modus to try to help you. Yeah, thanks. They'll use it as a modus to try to help you so we're going to have a stable currency because the government can only pay off the debt if they actually devalue everything that you have, including your pensions, your home, and everything you have of value in your home. The only thing that you can have in value that you won't turn in is gold and silver. And the ideal gold is basically carat bar gold, which is LBMA certified gram or tenths of a gram of gold that you can transfer electronically through things like Carat Pay, which I set up my own accounts, and Carat Bar. So I'm strongly recommending people get involved with this soon because I think there are going to be some major economic earthquakes happen this year. I'm also strongly recommending people start getting their food supplies ready. And number one, get a small greenhouse. Number two, you can contact me and I can get you a small, clear PET hyperbaric chamber and you can get a little cylinder to put carbon dioxide in it. You can actually grow food even in a northern climate in your windowsill. You just have to maintain the temperature of the roots, even if you have it outside in a northern climate at 55 degrees, and any plants will grow. You want to mineralize them so you have superfoods growing. We have a product we're going to launch that you can add it to your soil to have superfoods grow. With 1,000 parts per million carbon dioxide in a mild hyperbaric chamber, you'll grow superfoods at a very rapid pace in a very small space, even in an apartment high in a apartment complex. So all you need is water, and then you're all set. So people need to know you can even extract water from the air, from humidity, believe it or not. So even if you're in a higher apartment complex, you can generate enough water. As long as you can have electricity like the solar panels, you can generate water and collect it all day long, not only for yourself, for your own use, but also for your plants. I strongly recommend people get a liquid nitrogen chamber with a wide mouth on it, and they can not only freeze-dry their foods with a dehydrator, and there's all kinds of them available. The ones that I particularly like are the ones that we have at places like the Ready Store, which I'll be posting the links back up. If you contact me, I'll give you the link to Ready Store. You can also use the liquid nitrogen to sterilize your food rather than irradiating, rather than putting chemicals, freezing for 30 minutes of any tubes of meat or other products you have already dehydrated and put a dehydrator pack in it will sterilize them better than anything else without radiation, kill viruses, bacteria, parasites, and worms. Because you don't want to find out that you've lyophilized things that later on will spring back to life and cause harm down the road or cause toxic or serious health dangers. So I want people to prep. I'm going to be putting up some material and videos on how to make these as I say, exotic weapon systems, and I just mentioned a few of them. Of the six, two of them I was taught by the Delta Special Forces. One is a, is up on my, if you get paid by service, $9.95 per month or $95 a year, you can actually go to the 10-plus prepper list, which I made with John Moore and many others. The first weapon is a siped ball-bearing accelerator weapon with an air compressor that flies the ball bearings that are siped to fly straight at 10 to 20 times the speed of a bullet, which is much harder, so it can go through the side of a Bearcat or Level 3 body armor. The second is a linear accelerator tube that accelerates the welder's flux. They can literally cut a tree or a man in half in a mile or more. There are other weapons that can cause knockdown or seizures if you aim in a direction or knock out integrated chips for miles in the direction you point it. I want people to be aware that we can make non-lethal weapon systems. In fact, one of the things I think we should have for a school solution is to have non-lethal weapons for the kids in the school so they can knock down someone who's trying to either bully them or someone who's about to start shooting. And if the kids whip this out of their backpack, simply aimed in a direction, it would knock the other person to the ground and they'd be immobilized and not able to shoot or do harm or bully them. So let's call it the bully blocker. How's that? These will all be put out in the next few weeks because this year is one of the fat years. We have 7 years of fat years before the lean years happen after Trump is gone. That's my prophecy. We are in the final days of the history of the secular earth, and it's going to be violent and ugly, but there's brightness and there's positivity at the end of this road. Back in a moment with Jonathan Gray, Will You Survive is the ebook. Get it today at beforeus.com. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.